actually refers to. Tonight, we have four panelists who will discuss the NAACP program and why membership in this organization is so important today. The panelists are, as the announcer has named, Jim Stamper, President, Ms. Barbara Solner, Chairman of the Education Committee, Mrs. Josephine Broman, Chairman of our Membership Committee, and Ms. Oliver Dell, Executive Director of the Schenectady YWCA, and also the honorary co-chairman of the 1956 NAACP membership drive. As president of the Schenectady branch of the NAACP, would you briefly describe the background, the objectives, and possibly the methods of operation of our organization?
I'll be glad to, Luther. The NAACP was started back in the year of 1909. It emanated from an interracial group of 53 loyal Americans who were interested in improving the welfare of the Negro in America. Today, the association is leading an aggressive fight on restrictions to first-class citizenship for Negroes in America, and has grown into a national membership of 350,000 members, represented by 1,400 branches throughout the United States and Alaska. The National Association is supported primarily by memberships from the local branches. Our basic policies are determined at annual conventions of delegates from the various branches. A 48-member board elected by the branches conducts the business between conventions and is multiracial and interfaith. Our goal, stated simply, is to end racial discrimination in all public aspects of American life. I would like to mention a few of our objectives. One is to secure more adequate law enforcement with equal protection for all citizens. Another is to remove racial restrictions on the franchise and public transportation. And another is to secure compliance with the Supreme Court's decision regarding the desegregation of public schools and to end reprisals against Negro citizens who demand their constitutional rights, and to reaffirm that ours is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, fine, Jim. You've given us a good description of the national organization and how it functions. Would you care to briefly describe the Schenectady branch, its history, size, and our methods of operation?
Yes, Luther. The local Schenectady branch was chartered in 1949. We started with 35 members of all races, coming from all walks of life, but all of whom were deeply interested in our goal to erase all forms of racial discrimination in our community, realizing then, as we do now, that harmonious intergroup relationships is vital to the economic and moral welfare of any community. Today, this integrated group is nearly 600 strong. We are striving to make our community a wholesome one, not just for ourselves, but for everyone. We support the work of NAACP on three levels: the national level, statewide, and local level. We keep about half the basic dues for community work and remit the rest to the national office in New York. Our only support is derived from membership and special fundraising events. Our local problems are dealt with on the same basis as handled by our national office. We are a non-profit group, and all of our services are of a volunteer nature.
Thank you, Mr. Stamper. Ms. Solner, a rather widespread belief prevails that because of the geographical location of Schenectady, the relatively good race relations here, and the existence of specific anti-discrimination laws in New York State, the 3,000 Negroes in Schenectady in general do not encounter problems of discrimination. Therefore, the NAACP does not have a necessary function here. As chairman of our education committee, would you list some of the activities our local branch has engaged in?
Well, the branch has been active in many fields, Luther. One of the most important, of course, has been that of housing. When the local branch was founded some 6 years ago, our public housing projects were completely segregated. One was strictly set aside for Negroes. Today, through the efforts of the NAACP and the cooperation of the MHA, all four of the public housing projects are completely integrated and open to both Negro and white occupants. They live side by side. Of course, the Negro meets many problems in the field of private housing also. This has been borne out by a recent survey conducted by the branch. We answered over 400 rental ads listed in the local newspapers, and of these 400, only 3 or 4 individuals indicated that they would consider renting to Negroes. It's practically impossible for a Negro to find rental housing in any of the residential areas of the city, regardless of his educational background or his ability to pay. Because of this problem, the branch has set up a clearinghouse for homeowners and renters and buyers, and has helped to secure rental housing for over 100 families. The branch has also worked with city officials to point out violation of city codes in terms of fire and health hazards. And then, of course, there's a lot of work for us to do in the field of education also. We have a speakers bureau which has supplied speakers and panels for over 200 community groups. We've secured community-wide support for anti-discrimination legislation in both the United States Congress and in the state legislature. And we cooperate with the local wives and the local churches in their desire to interest Negroes in participating in their programs and activities. In the field of employment, we're very fortunate in New York State because we have a Fair Employment Practice Act, which makes it illegal to discriminate in employment or public accommodations. But this doesn't mean that we have no discrimination in Schenectady. For it has been here in Schenectady that it has been impossible for a Negro woman to secure a job as a waitress. And it was here that a little 6-year-old Negro boy was refused a haircut, and a young couple were denied admission to a local dance hall. All of these cases were taken to the State Commission Against Discrimination by the NAACP, and each one was decided favorably in favor of the complainant. The branch has also worked with local department stores in the employment of Negroes as sales clerks, and we worked with industry and the unions in cases of discrimination and upgrading. Now, I could go on, but these are just a few examples of the kind of things that the branch is trying to do, and perhaps it gives you a broad picture of some of our activities.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Before we leave you, would you tell us which activities will be emphasized in our future program?
Well, as you've already indicated, Luther, even in as progressive a community as we like to think that Schenectady is, there's much yet to be done in all of these areas. Our biggest thorn in the flesh is private housing, and we hope to concentrate our efforts in this area within the next few years. One specific example of something which is being planned for the very near future is a project of the Education Committee. We're planning a career conference for early September for all junior high and high school young people. We feel that the Negro youngster needs special guidance in this area, for it's just been within the past 10 years that many avenues have been opened to him. And in many cases, the Negro young person is unaware of the many vocational and educational opportunities which are available to him today.
Thank you, Ms. Olner. Now that we've heard a description of the NAACP and many things about its program, perhaps there are many listening tonight who feel the NAACP is an organization they would like to assist. This is Roman. As chairman of our membership committee, would you explain how one may become a member of the NAACP?
Anyone can become a member who is interested in the work of NAACP, and by taking out a membership either $2, $3.50, $5, $10, or $25. The $2 membership entitles one to the monthly bulletin, which is put out by the local branch, admittance to all meetings which are held on the first Monday of each month at the U.S. Field Workers Hall, and a vote to any problem brought up by the branch. The $3.50, $5, $10, and $25 memberships receive in addition to the aforementioned a monthly magazine called The Crisis, which is published by the National Branch of NAACP. Youth memberships are 50 cents for those under 17 and $1 for those 17 to 21 years of age. We must remember young and old alike should belong if we are to have a stake in democracy. There is also available a life membership of $500. Just as Mr. Stanford has stated, we rely on memberships to help defray the cost. From each membership, the local branch retain a certain percentage, depending on the amount of membership. The balance is forwarded to the national office to help with their daily expenses, which occur because of daily happenings.
One final question, Mrs. Roman. What is our present membership and what is our goal by June 4th?
At present, our membership is 500 and we are pleading to you to join us. Our membership drive is now in progress and we have set our goal at 1,000.
Thank you, Mrs. Roman. Ms. Riddell, as honorary co-chairman of our 1956 membership drive, would you tell us why membership in NAACP is so important today?
I'd be very happy to. The NAACP has always been a respected organization. Today, however, in the heat of the conflict, the NAACP is being branded as subversive and in Louisiana as illegal. Here in the North, even, there is a tendency on the part of some not to wish to be associated with the NAACP, say in a community project, because the organization is controversial. This seems very wrong to me. This is not the time to desert the NAACP, but the time to stick by it. It would also seem to me that in an effort to strengthen the organization to meet the task which lies ahead, now is the time to broaden its base of support, to bring into the membership those people of goodwill in the community who are interested in bettering race relations in America. There are probably many more than we think, but no one has yet challenged them to channel their concern into an effective organization which can do something about this concern. Such people need to be reminded that the recent Supreme Court decision declaring segregated schools unconstitutional was possible because the NAACP carried a case through the courts to the Supreme Court. It should be pointed out that people who believe in brotherhood should follow up their belief by supporting the work of those who are active in its behalf. During this month of May, we will try to ferret them out, these people out, and give them the opportunity to join with an organization which is trying to bring about racial equality within the framework of democracy.
Thank you, Ms. Riddell. As part of our 1956 membership drive, we have attempted to bring to you a brief description of the NAACP, its purpose and program, and why large community-wide membership in this organization is so important. We hope that from this presentation, you will find the NAACP worthy of your membership. For membership applications, write NAACP, 298 Street, Schenectady, New York, or call Franklin 47652. We thank station WGY for allotting station time for this program. In the public interest, WGY has transcribed a discussion about the aims, organization, and history of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. The NAACP is currently conducting its annual membership drive. Audio direction by Gus Coopersmith. This is Herb Koster speaking.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.